Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the Choking Hazard podcast, episode 70, with my usual co-hosts, RDT, who's actually graced us with his presence this week.
Howdy.
With his cowboy hat, because Nos obviously isn't here, as you can see by the lack of camera on the right, so we'll just switch scenes there. And Josh in the corner there.
Hello, I can't beat Howdy. There's no way I can beat that.
And we got Hammer in the booth as well.
Sup.
So, we still haven't had a podcast this year with all of us. We're still going to be waiting for that. We don't actually know where Nos is. We haven't heard from Nos for weeks. Well, a week. When was the last time he said something in the chat? 25th.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just finding out that you gave him an extra hour or an early hour last week or last month, and he still didn't show up until an hour late. So,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Reliable host is what you need in a show like this.
He's alive because he keeps streaming Project Zomboid like every day.
Is he really?
I wake up in the morning. Yeah, I wake up in the morning and he's streaming it. And it's like really late at night for him.
He talked about that in the last podcast, didn't he? He's getting obsessed with it.
He's hopelessly addicted to that game. Yeah, he was showing me his like place. He has like this massive, like compound of his character. He's like he's playing like late game Minecraft or something.
Ridiculous. Man, that's the kind of game that like, you know, it's basically like multiplayer Sims in Walking Dead situation, and like that's the sort of thing that I have to stay away from. I think it was the same with like Cities Skylines when that first came out. I was like, I can't really try this because if I do, it's going to be everything.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm avoiding it as well because I'm just going to get hopelessly addicted to it.
Yeah. Speaking of addicted to video games, RDT, before we started, you were talking about Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's probably why I missed the last episode, was because I was playing Elden Ring. That game is so good.
Wait, you're not serious, right? You didn't seriously. You weren't seriously missing out.
No, what was the last? The last one was early April, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I was doing something similar to Elden Ring. A friend of mine was competing in armored combat, so she puts on knight's armor and wields like blunted weapons and fights men in a ring.
What?
Like full contact. So I was like, I gotta go see this and support her. She was the only woman there. She was tossing dudes around. It was great.
Holy moly. That sounds extreme. Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
She fights with a dude who's like 6'5", 300 pounds. He had his armor on. The first fight he was in, he had a shield in his hand. Just went up to this one poor guy and just punched him in the face with it. The dude just collapsed. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. I love this so much. Give me some mead.
Holy moly, that's extreme.
Yeah. But yeah, Elden Ring, great game. And it's the only From Software game that I've ever beaten because it's so good. I own like every other one except for Dark Souls 2 and Demon Souls. I've never played probably more than 10 hours in any of them. And I have like 70, 80 hours in Elden Ring.
I mean, everybody's been talking about how good it is. And I don't know, I feel like it's a sort of game where so many people are saying how good it is on so many levels that you kind of, it's an experience that you have to have. Like, you have to play this game as a gamer to have this gaming experience. But I just haven't, like, taken that leap yet to try it.
I can see you getting very upset, quite honestly.
I'll stream it in a couple of years when everybody else has stopped.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, when the next one comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too cool to stream it at the moment.
I've never played any From Software games, like all the Dark Souls stuff. Like, I probably would like it because it's just like ultra hard, like, you know, get good kind of games. But yeah, I've just never played them. I always thought they were all like PlayStation. I didn't know they were on PC.
Yeah, they're on PC now.
Yes.
The only one that's on PlayStation is Bloodborne, right? That's the only PS exclusive. Bloodborne
and the Demon Souls remake are PlayStation exclusive.
Right.
And the original Demon Souls as well, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. That was like a PlayStation 2 title, I think.
I actually played a bit of Bloodborne. Yeah. Like, that's the only bit of any of these games that I've played. I think Zexy was streaming it back when we were in her room in Sweden, and she couldn't beat the boss, the first boss, and she gave it to me to do, and I did it, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
So she'd done all the pre-bit, and I went and beat the boss, and that's the last I played of any of it.
Hey, end on a high note, because it grinds you down, bro.
Yeah. We'll see if Elden Ring ever happens, but the fact that so many people are speaking so highly of it, it's kind of like you've got to have that experience.
How many attempts on Marika RDT?
Well, she's optional, so I think I went to her from the Hallock Tree, and I've probably fought her like 15 to 20 times, and I'm like, I'm just not good enough right now. I'm just not good enough right now.
It's a difficult fight, to be fair.
Yeah.
So you've put 70 hours in. Have you completed it?
Yeah, so I probably have like 80 hours on one character, maybe like 10 to 15 on another. I beat it with my first character in like 65 hours, and then New Game Plus, I was like way overpowered for everything, so I beat it in like 10 hours maybe.
Okay. Wow, that's a big difference. Yeah. Well, like
it. Yeah, it really is. What Once is you have everything, plus? You're fine.
You just keep all your stuff.
Keep all your stuff in levels, and then like the enemies get a little bit harder, but not that much harder.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Nasir, no way.
Wow,
you're sort of on time.
sure, I'm on time.
You big dummy! What are you doing? Have you been watching the stream at all?
No, I just woke up.
Oh, fantastic!
Again, just woke up. This is about the time that you woke up last month, and we just happened to have been here an hour earlier for you. So you're only 8 minutes in this time.
Yeah. It's okay.
Were you playing Project Zomboids?
No, I was sleeping.
After playing Project Zomboid.
No, I didn't actually play that late this tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting on the notes. We don't have an awful lot to talk about this month. Like not anything like specific, apart from like some life updates and stuff. But I wrote on the notes, we'll put Josh life updates last. Maybe Noss will be here by the time that happens, because you'd missed Josh's life updates last week and last month and you were really annoyed. So that's actually worked out. I mean, here you are.
Annoyed is probably not the right word. I felt very guilty and sad.
Okay. Right. Let's get Noss's camera.
Howdy.
Do you have anything to talk about, Noss, by the way? Just so I know.
Have any good dreams last night?
This is like extended pre-show, isn't it? For those who don't watch the pre-show, this is kind of what you get. Set up.
Yeah. Oh man. Y'all just start talking, and if anything comes to my mind, I'll chime in. Okay, because I'll have to leave in about 45 minutes. So.
Okay. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough with doing the podcast these days.
Yeah, I've got to go to work at noon, and it's 11:10 now.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to kick off with something, because nothing has happened in my life that is worth talking about. So I want to just kick off with something that happened to me a couple of days ago. I was in Sainsbury's. I want to get your guys' opinions on what you would have done in this situation. So I was in
Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's is a supermarket, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what supermarket, like Walmart, Target, whatever.
Walmart, Target. What are you talking about?
So those are not comparable.
Yeah, it's like an Aldi's, right, or something like that.
Well, what? What's like a what?
The Sainsbury's is like an Aldi's or something like that, or a.
It's a
ShopRite.
It's a supermarket.
Okay, but you said Walmart, Target. They sell like clothes and.
Well, yeah, Sainsbury's sells clothes.
Okay, well then that it's. More of like a
I've been to Target and Walmart a couple of years ago. I know both.
Why are we no, debating? I know.
Sainsbury's is a bit fancier, more food than like. It's not a Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not quite as a Walmart. But I'm surprised that we got hung up on this. It's a supermarket. No,
this is the second time this month I got into this argument with somebody that Walmart is not a supermarket.
Okay.
Continue. Sorry for derailing.
Right. So I was in Sainsbury's and we were doing that. I don't know whether you guys have this in the US yet because you're backwards with this kind of stuff, but like scan as you shop, so like you can have all your bags in the trolley and you scan the item and put it straight in your bag and then you just go to the till and you just pay for it. You don't need to go to, you know, you don't need to pack it when you're there or anything like that. You just scan as you go through the store. I wanted some Pepsi. I saw a bottle of Pepsi Max that was there in a separate section where there was kind of like last minute stuff. Once it's gone sort of thing. Got this bottle of Pepsi Max. I scanned it, and as I put it in the trolley, it came up on the phone that it was 10 pence. That's about like 8 cents or something. And it was meant to be £1.50. It was like a 1.5 liter bottle of Pepsi Max. I don't know what that is in American.
Please,
that's 3/4 of 2 liters.
Please tell me that you didn't like correct it.
Well,
or something.
What would you have done? That's what I want. I want to know what each of you would have done in that situation. You've got to this point. You know that this thing that you've just put in your trolley is 10 pence. What would you have done in that situation?
It's a supermarket. If it was like a mom and pop market, I'd be like, hey, just so you know, this rang up incorrectly. I want to pay. But it's a supermarket. They're making billions of dollars. I'm sure the CEOs eat babies. They don't need that extra dollar. So, yeah.
So I would
just pay the 10 cents.
Okay.
Go on with my life.
Okay. And this is a scan as you shop thing as well. So it's not like you're not going to have to go to a till and give it to the scanner and she puts it through or he puts it through. And, you know, you don't need to do any of that. It's just.
There's no checking.
There's no checking. It. Yeah. What would you have done, Nuss?
So how many Pepsi Maxes were there?
Three.
Three? Ooh. Did you buy all three?
Well, I want to know what you guys would have done before I tell you what I did.
Okay, I would have bought every single Pepsi Max's available so that I could stock up on my favorite soda that I have scientifically tested to be the best.
You remember the taste tester?
That's why I laughed when you said Pepsi Max.
Yeah, right?
I would have bought every single one of them and not corrected anybody. I mean, it's a corporation. I have no mercy or sympathy or moral obligation to any kind of corporation. So I'm with RDT here. Definitely.
Okay. Josh, what would you have done?
Oh yeah, you take it, dude. You take all of them. Yeah. Like, so when I do the self-scan stuff, sometimes it says like, oh, you need a random check or whatever. And a person comes over and checks you're not stealing anything. And then they just bugger off.
Yeah.
There's like, even if that happens, it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, no, like RDT said, it's a supermarket. It doesn't matter.
Hammer, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, supermarkets in the UK generally have quite good customer service. So if you take it to customer service, they're probably going to say, oh, sorry, mistake our end. We'll give you it for the 10 pence anyway. And you can just continue on. However, I completely agree with what RDT says. Fuck the big corporations. I'd be loading up with as many as I could and fucking off right out the store.
Yeah. I went back and got another one and I regretted not getting more.
So you got two. And you
I went back
and
when I noticed it was 10 pence, I went back and got another one. But then I thought, as I left, I thought I should have just got all of them. So yeah, I mean, I agree with you all. Like, it's just, it's a big corporation. If it was a, like you say, a mom and pop shop or like some sort of independent little store, then yeah, you're gonna correct it. But not a supermarket, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I wish I'd got more. I wish I'd just got all of them, cleaned them out.
Just start selling them outside for $1.50.
Yeah, big massive profit.
Money glitch. Yeah, IRL money glitch.
That's pretty much it. That's my entire month. That's the highlight of my month. That story. That's
it. So, you got two bottles of Pepsi Max for 20 cents.
Wow, you are truly hitting your peak middle age life already.
I know, right? Oh my god!
Holy god!
It's gone great.
The question so is, excitement. Have they fixed the error yet? Is it an exploit that you can continue to exploit?
Yeah, good question. Has there been a patch?
Maybe I need to go back tomorrow and find out. Yeah, living the dream.
I wish that was the most interesting thing that's happened to me. That would be so nice. That sounds so stable and uneventful and wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually. It could be worse.
Yeah, that is pretty mid-30s white guy. Like, yeah. Ooh, 10 cent Pepsi Max, might as well grab two.
Wild. Yeah, so why? Just to get an extra one as well, not to just like get all of them and stock up on it. Just go back and get one.
Take one extra and you'll feel guilty for the rest of your life.
In your mind, you're like thinking, like, did anybody see that? And you're walking in your car and someone's like, excuse me, sir. You're like, nope, I don't want any. Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I got gas for 30 cents a gallon because the pump is off by one decimal point. That happened in the UK once. There was people queuing up at, like, I think it was an Asda petrol station. And like the people in the petrol station were like, "What? Why is it so busy?" And people were queuing for like an hour to get in because it was like 1 pence per liter or something instead of a pound per liter. Everyone just went crazy on it. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's like if you find money on the street, you're not going to go around asking if anybody's lost some money because someone's going to say, yeah, I did. See, it's just one of those things that happen, I suppose.
Well, that's why you keep it hidden and say, how much did you lose?
Good point. Yeah.
And what denominations?
Yeah. Hmm. I once found, I think it was like £30 at Silverstone when I was like 13 or something at the Grand Prix. I was walking up these steps to the track and I found it just on the steps. And I looked around and I mean, you know, there's just people walking all the time. So I was like, hey, cool. I think I got a hat with it.
What's the most ridiculous things people have found? Like, just while walking around? Because I know, like, when I, back in high school, when my mom used to drive me to school, and like the school that I went to didn't have any sort of really drop-off points because it was right in the center of the city. So she would just like stop on the road, and I would just bail out as quickly as I could, and then she would get on her way. But where she stopped on the road, I opened my door, looked down, and there was this lady's watch there. Like, completely out of the blue lady's watch, and I lift it up, and it's a Cartier watch. And I'm like, wow, that's a lucky find. But yeah, my mom took it to the police station, and it was later claimed. So I did a good job. So
You did the right thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, when an individual, like, loses something that expensive.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
could have been
not
like a family heirloom or something. It looked pretty old, so
yeah, but like a $20 bill falls on the ground, like, hey, sucks to suck, you know?
Yeah, it's just what can you do? So RDT, right? It's been so long since you've been on this podcast. You missed out on all the crazy 3 month long life updates that we covered last month. So I want to know what's been going on in your life.
I don't know, man. Quite honestly.
Same. Same. I mean,
life is such a blur at this point. Like, I wake up, I just, like, open my laptop, I work for 9 hours a day. I guess I haven't talked to you guys since I went to Jackson Hole, where I got this dandy little number right here for $180.
What brand is it? Is it Stetson?
No, it's not Stetson. Stetson, they didn't have very good Stetsons in the store that I was in. It is a Bailey, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a very reputable brand, I was told by the lady trying to sell me the hat.
I didn't know that cowboy hats or hats in general could be $180.
Yeah, well, oh, like I said,
you don't even know, bro.
90% wool, 90% wool, 10% rabbit, 4X, stiff as a board, you know? It's great.
Perfect for New York living.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, I took a trip out west like I do every year for snowboarding with some friends. The weather's getting nicer now, so I'm riding my motorcycle around a lot more. This morning, I went to go get my tire plugged because I had a nail that was apparently like this long in it.
Been there before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just working, and I have some secret, you know, stuff going on behind the scenes that I don't want thrown out into the public regarding my career. You could probably come up with some kind of guesstimation of what that is. But yeah, just living life, man, one day at a time.
You'll give us updates, no doubt, when things can be put into the open, I'm assuming.
For sure, yeah. We got a couple of irons in the fire right now. Okay. That's all I'll say.
All right, cool. So, I mean, I'm living the boring mid-30s life, and you're doing the exciting mid-20s life in New York City.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I work from home all the time.
Mm.
So I'm not even really in the city that much. I'm down at, like, my family house away from the city. But, you know, maybe that'll change. I think a lot of companies are going back into the office, so I'm going to have to be like hybrid possibly. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds.
Just working.
Yep, that's it.
Adult life.
Yep, playing Elden Ring. And I don't know if I classify as mid-20s anymore. I'm going to be 28 in October.
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting closer to the 30, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
we're old. We're all getting old.
Yeah.
NASA's gonna tweet out like, I don't want to see RDT get old. You know those tweets that always go viral. I don't want to see my mom get old.
You know nothing of old.
Yeah. You know
nothing of old.
Well, you're decrepit. Right. I mean, there's a difference. I am.
Octogenarian hammer.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, I suppose, isn't it? Like, for a teenager, anyone over 20 is old, and, you know, it just keeps going like that until you actually get properly old.
Yeah. Shit.
Nos, are you ready to talk yet, or do you want to hear some Josh updates?
Sure. What do you just want life updates?
Yeah. Okay.
There really aren't any meaningful updates, you know, bruv, you're living the good, uneventful life, and RDT's hustling and bustling. I'm the representative for the impoverished American here. it's rough. We still have not found Mavis a car. Hopefully that will rectify in a couple weeks. I'm still looking. Oh yeah, RDT, you're way behind.
Did you catch up on the podcast from last month, RDT? I mean, you've had a month to listen to it.
I don't think anyone listens to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, especially not me.
Last month's podcast got the highest number of views for any podcast that we've had since we were moved to the podcast channel.
Oh wow.
Over 3,000 views or something. Even the pre-show got like 1,500 views.
Maybe we should do the like one a quarter then. If a 3 month break is what has to break 3,000 views.
It might have been that I was taking a break.
4 years.
I took a break and I like put it on the community page on my main channel that we talked about a bit of GTA and stuff. So I think people came from that, but still, it's a
GTA.
Yeah, GTA. Yeah.
It was also episode 69.
It was. That's true. Well, yeah, that probably got some hits. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Nos. Continue.
Oh yeah. So to bring you up to speed, Mr. RDT. You know, so it's been 3 months, right? Okay, so I think, let's see here. Where do I start? Okay, so you know we got kicked out in my mother's house. That happened a while ago. That was almost a year ago now. You know, eventually, Mavis and I worked together. She got a driver's license. And then she was driving my Cavalier. You know, the old Cavalier that I had? Mm-hmm. She wrecked it.
Oh, so, Jesus.
Yeah, so...
Is she okay?
Yeah, of course she's okay. I would... See, everybody does that. I'm going to rant about this just that for
happened.
A minute.
This happened. Exactly the same thing happened last month, and you had exactly the same reaction and the same rant, probably.
Yes, because it bothers me. Like if she was hurt, I would start with, like, Mavis was hurt in a car accident, right? But it's like, oh, is she okay? Is she okay? What room is she in at the hospital? Like,
I'm sorry that concern for someone's well-being triggers you.
No, it's just the well-being is implied.
Anyway, I don't know about that.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like ranting. Anyway, so we think that the control arm broke and pulled her off the road. I'm not really positive as to what happened, but she was going around a curve at like 20 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden, whoop, over to the right, she went down in a ditch and hopped a pile of bricks and then got back up on the road.
Nice.
So she warped the wheel, destroyed the wheel, destroyed the wheel, destroyed the tire, warped the fender, and knocked the bumper a little bit. I think I even showed some pictures of it.
I did see those, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it looked like. And, I mean, the car is worth... The car is worth, like, $5, so it wasn't worth repairing. And we've been struggling to find her a car because the used car market's ridiculous. I don't know if you've... No, they're saying.
Yeah, I know. It's insane right now.
So it's been a real struggle because she works 30 minutes away. She works at a Cracker Barrel.
Hell yeah. I love a Cracker Barrel. I don't know how anyone else feels about a Cracker Barrel. I love a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Cracker Barrel is great. Their portions, very great for the money you pay.
Is that like a franchise restaurant or something?
It's actually not a franchise. All the stores are corporate, but they're typically located on exits from the interstate, from like our big highway system, and they're all the same. So it's got like old Americana country vibe.
Oh, okay,
it's like if the show American Pickers was a restaurant. That's
a very good description, actually. Okay. Yeah, they're mostly Southern too, like. South of Maryland or so.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been really struggling to find her a car. Someone from the podcast actually reached out to me and said, like, hey, I got this, you know, a friend of mine lives in the North Alabama area. You know, he's got a car he's, you know, selling or whatever. And I've been talking with him, but it's been a little bit of a mess. Like, he's had to file for a lost title. So... Because from what I understand, the guy wasn't like looking to sell it. It's just, you know, he was thinking about selling it to this guy, and the guy didn't want it, so he put me in touch. RDT, I hear some static from your end or something.
Oh yeah, I hear that too.
Wow. Ignore it? I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. It took me for surprise. Anyway, so it's been a real struggle. Like, working 30 minutes away isn't that big of a deal when you're driving to work and then driving home, right? But when somebody's going to drive you there, drive home, drive there to pick you up, and then drive home. That's 2 hours and almost 200 miles.
I did that with Zexy for a few times when she was at uni before she actually now drives herself. But yeah, it's like half an hour there, half an hour back, and then half an hour there again and half an hour back. It does take it out of your day. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, like, I mean, the way it's worked out, and she works overnight too. So she's got to be there at 10 or 11 p.m. and stays until 5 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doing what? Like prepping breakfast or something?
No. She cleans the store. Fun fact, there is always someone in a Cracker Barrel. It's company it's company policy. It's 3 a.m., you're past a Cracker Barrel, there's somebody in there.
Wow. That's actually quite valuable information for somebody, I would imagine.
Yeah. You only have one person to resist you breaking into the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, she works overnight maintenance and cleans the store, pressure washes the floors of the kitchen, stuff like that.
The custodial arts.
Yes, the custodial arts. I will tell her to call it that now.
That's what I used to do. So,
have you had any run-ins with more dealerships like from last month?
No, absolutely not. I'm not. I'm going to avoid another dealership at all costs.
Okay, good.
So, I have a. Well, that doesn't dox me. I have a credit score now. Which is nice. Instead of having no credit score,
nice.
Because I've been using the Experian app, and you can put your like bills on there, to act as like lines of credit, kinda. I have a 671 credit score, which is pretty good for someone who's never taken a loan, I'd say.
Yeah, that's pretty good for a base, you know, starting out credit score.
I'm looking for a house at the moment. I checked mine for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
974 on Experian.
974, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh damn, my god, dude, you're walking on water.
I know, right?
Wow, that's insane.
I don't use a credit card.
Man, you could walk into any place and have whatever you want financed.
I know, that's like, great.
That's insane.
I didn't even think it went that high to me.
Yeah, really?
That's absurd.
I'm pretty happy with that.
I'm scared to check mine. I've never done it. It's probably terrible.
Well, do you have
make your payments
you?
On time?
Yeah.
I mean, I checked mine. I haven't checked mine for a long time because I haven't needed credit, but it's never not been 999. Like, I thought that
someone's beating me.
Do y'all have a different credit bureau over there?
I don't think ours goes that high.
I think there's a different. There's like three main ones, I think, in the UK, and one of them doesn't go as high as like the nines. One goes up to like 600 and something, but the other two go to 999. But
yeah, that was my experience. So,
experience.
Well, anyway, so that's kind of the predicament now. I've been working a lot less because I've had to drive her to places. And I had a talk with her yesterday, and I'm kind of done. Like, she's going to have to reach out to her family more and stuff because I can't do it anymore. It's like I've been off 3 days a week for the past month and a half. Because out of those 3 days between taking her to doctor's appointments and work and all the stuff I need to do, I still haven't been at home resting on those three off days. So
and
like
you need a car in America. Like that's the thing that I discovered when I was over there. Like it's built around the car, the whole country. You can't just walk to the shops or whatever or walk to wherever you need to be. Or public transport, for God forbid.
Yeah, that the majority of America is car required for sure.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's been hard. It's been really tough. But you know, I'm making it. I'm going back to working 6 days a week next week because like I have to. I'm kind of behind where I need to be money wise.
Yeah,
so. I'm not missing any bills or anything, but like I'm not I'm definitely operating at a loss right now, so I need to stop that.
You want to get ahead of yourself?
Yeah. Like I've had to take a little bit out of my savings and stuff like that, and that's always a bad sign. So,
yeah. Well, as Shula says in the chat, hope things improve for you. I'm sure they will. So I'm sure it will all happen. And it just takes time.
Yeah. When Mavis gets a car, I think everything will go back to being, you know, because I won't have to take care of her anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you got something else, I mean, keep going. But I was going to move us on to Josh's life updates, but.
Well, what was I going to? I feel like I was going to share something, and then I don't know. I think I went through the whole thing. So it's just more of the same, really. Nothing too interesting has happened. It's just been pretty stressful. So,
well, more of the same for pretty much all of us at this point. Josh, have you got anything like novel and new going on? Like, you're in a new novel place again for the like 15th time.
Say novel, yeah, new, yeah, so I'm in another new place, I guess. Last time I was in what was new at the time for you guys, which was my place in Ireland. I moved to Ireland, living there, still living there.
Yeah, you obviously haven't been there long, like you're in somewhere else now.
I was there a couple months, still I'm going back there soon. But we had a big housewarming party with me and a bunch of other friends. And then I came back to England to look after my parents' dog for a bit. But there's also been another thing that's happened. I'm going to rotate the... So I'm in a hotel room. You don't want to rotate the camera. That's because I'm not alone. Hello. I'm not single anymore. Well,
there you go. That was a turnaround.
Yeah. I can move the camera. Okay. This is Faye, everybody. Hi.
Hello, Faye.
Hi, Faye.
Yeah, so how do I explain this?
I live in Bournemouth.
Yeah, we're in Bournemouth.
We are in a hotel.
Yeah. So,
what is it with the new lady reveals on this podcast? Nos did it with Mavis, and now like I'm not gonna get text.
Please. Mom, get in here.
I actually forgot this podcast was happening until you at everyone twice. And I was just like, oh yeah, this is a problem. So yeah, thankfully I have a laptop and stuff. Because I bought this laptop to stream at my parents' place because I'm gonna be traveling for like speedrun marathons and stuff. So that was convenient. But yeah, so I'll move the camera down a bit. So before I moved to Ireland, I was like struggling mentally, I guess you say. Yeah, I was having like issues and stuff, and me and Faye were talking, and she lives in Bournemouth and I used to live in Portsmouth.
I don't even know.
They're close. Yeah, there's one city in between places. And then another city. And you tried to like organize a meetup with me and Emma several times. So you were and she
I've been in Josh's chat since like 2014.
Yeah. She's a fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
But then like yeah, so we met because we weren't ever going to meet again because I was going to leave or whatever, and it was like I needed like a girl to talk to just be emotional with and stuff about their mental health problems or whatever. So we met in like what's called the New Forest, which is like it's a forest that's in between the two cities we lived in.
Is it pretty new?
No, I don't know why it's called that. But just as like friends or whatever. And we were just like we just walked through the forest for 6 hours, and the entire 6 hours we never stopped talking. It was like ridiculous. We just somehow like connected like crazily. And then after that we were like, okay, that was nice, see you later, or whatever. It was like friend thing we'll do.
You're going to Ireland.
Yeah, but I'm going to Ireland, lol, see you later. But then after that we just have continued to talk constantly for like
every single day, hours and hours
for like months. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cute.
And yeah. Yeah. But funnily enough, she was already invited to house party, but I thought she was trying to get with another guy who's like one of my friends. So I invited her and him to try to get them together. But then the other thing happened, and then we got together, and then, yeah, now we're together. Yeah, so while I was looking after my parents' dog, for some reason, there's Bournemouth has like a really small airport, and for some reason they have cheap flights on Tuesdays and Saturdays from Bournemouth to Dublin, which is like perfect. It's literally like €9 to get a Ryanair flight from here to Bournemouth. Yes, €9. It's insane.
Wow.
Is that return or is that just one way?
It's a single.
Oh, is that a single?
It's a single, yeah.
Is it more expensive like on the other way, like the way back or something? Like, how much is like a round trip?
You in Dublin?
No. It's €9 either way, yeah.
Holy cow.
You have to pay extra for like luggage and stuff like that. It's Ryanair, so it's like they try to do it as cheap as possible.
Yeah, but
and
still. Get as much money as possible.
Yeah.
I think what it is...
Because it's only like really early flights. So I think what it is the plane is stored in Bournemouth overnight. And then when the day starts again, they fly to Dublin and then they'd start doing a route from Dublin to somewhere else. And then at night, then they fly the plane back to Bournemouth to store it. So it's like it might as well fly people to Dublin.
That is so convenient. Empty, right?
Yeah. that's so convenient. Dude. It's so lucky.
A swipe on the subway is like $2.25.
It's like it's cheaper for me to go to the airport. Fly from the airport than it is to like get public transport like to the airport from Portsmouth. Right, like it's insane.
That's absurd.
Yeah. But yeah, we. So anyway, I was looking after my parents' dog for a bit, and then it's just like now I might as well come to Bournemouth until Tuesday and wait for a flight. So. Yeah, I don't know if Bournemouth is like a massive, massive. How long is the beach?
12 kilometers.
12 kilometer long beach. We've just been spending the day walking along that and chilling on it and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, it is very funny how things work like that. Like, we lived close, and then as soon as I moved away, we like met each other or whatever. It's very funny. Yeah, so that's Josh life update. I have something new and novel. There you go.
Finally, so, we've got something new going on in one of our lives.
Yeah. This is a good lesson to everyone watching that parasocial relationships work in the end.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. You will
eventually meet.
Yes. If you become a successful enough Twitch streamer, you will find an attractive woman.
I'm not used to having someone who actually watches my streams and stuff. It's weird. Yeah.
I don't think that's a good lesson.
Yeah.
That could be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
For legal purposes, that was a joke.
Also, on the way here from Portsmouth to Bournemouth, I met a fan in my YouTube comments. Because they said they moved from Brazil to like the New Forest. And it was just like, oh, I'm going through the New Forest. Are you there or whatever? We're like, yeah. I got off the train and waited for the next one in 9 minutes and just spoke to them and had a selfie and stuff.
What? That's so crazy.
That was another thing that happened. Yeah.
Damn, you're full on with just the coincidences lately.
Finally, you're getting the recognition as a streamer you've always deserved.
Well, congrats.
Fans everywhere, women falling all over you. It's
women falling over you. Not a lot. Okay, so no joke, since I started going to the gym and working out, I've had a lot of men in my chat tell me that I'm attractive. Sorry, I wanted She crochets things. Sorry,
ooh,
I'm going to...
Hey, mine crochets too!
Oh, yeah. This is the Josh Gushes About Faye segment. Look at the fucking stuff she's crocheting. This big blanket. Look at this. Wow. It's like huge. It's like, like the huge...
Look at all the colors.
It's at the back. Okay, I'm showing the wrong part.
And all kinds of different textures too. That's really cool.
Yeah, all textures and stuff, like all these little bumps and stuff, little holes. Where's the flowers?
Visual segments are great for a podcast.
Yeah. Anyway. It's a big crocheted blanket and it's very nice. I don't know. I could literally sit here for 2 hours and talk more, and I probably shouldn't, but
we're very in love.
Yeah. The thing we say is we accidentally fell totally in love. It's like insane what happened. Yeah, we literally didn't mean to. It's insane. Yeah,
young love. It's so sickening, isn't it?
Yeah,
probably just gonna be single for life. I think.
Dinmite in the chat. Can you like stop being so cute? I am unhappy and alone.
I'm sorry.
So cute.
It's great.
You're crying?
No, I'm laughing, and there's something in my eyes. It's a bit dusty in here.
Yeah, okay. Cutting onions. Meat randoms for the internet. Yeah, I don't think they can hear you very well because the microphone. Yeah, yeah. That's that, I guess. I don't know. Carry on.
Wow, that was a pretty big update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just sat here with the camera like angled awkwardly, trying to conceal it. Yeah.
And it explains your terrible internet now. Like that's I understand why you keep dropping out because it's hotel internet.
Yeah, I'm in like a hotel room. Yeah. Terrible. This hotel is really terrible. Yeah, it was like, the bathroom stuff is awful. There's a zigzag we have to go through to get into this room and stuff, and it's like boiling hot in this room. As soon as this camera's off, I'm taking the show off because it's so warm in here.
Do it now, please. Yeah, I need to see the progress. We were just talking about this.
There's nothing on my chest.
Was it the pre-show we were talking about that? You're like, I gotta show you guys something later. And I was like, oh, you're gonna show your rippling abs.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Man, that's
Like Based Garth says in my chat, my stream persona is terrible where I'm like always grumpy and angry and stuff.
I hated him.
Yeah, she hated me when she first like watched my streams,
Oh,
I'm
really?
Just an arsehole. I don't mean to be an arse on stream, but it's just what comes out when I'm speedrunning.
See, what's interesting though is like how people be like, man, this guy's an asshole. I'm gonna watch more.
Yeah.
But man, this guy is a complete asshole, but I sure do love GTA San Andreas.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's great.
Well, no, I'm not sitting on a lap, I'm on a chair. Yeah, Right. Okay, you go back to All right, thanks for the segment. Okay. Thanks. There you go. There's the Faye reveal.
Wow.
So
yeah, awesome.
That's Noss and Josh have now revealed a girlfriend on the podcast. So RDT, you're next up. Because I'm certainly not going to be doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, hope you don't do that.
Yeah.
I have a sneaking suspicion that someone that I meet romantically is not going to be too interested in the Choking Hazard podcast, unfortunately. But,
yeah, probably.
You never know.
Well, maybe, I mean, if you started streaming and you got enough of an audience, then, you know, apparently the women just, they just happen.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's the Twitch partnership, personally. Like, I think...
I don't think so.
I do want to start streaming again. Just a little bit.
Now that you know it's a path to females.
Because of the love of the craft, of course.
It seems, and by our data that we have, it seems to be a very reliable path to women.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrible. You shouldn't encourage that. It's like not correct.
I mean, it's just pure luck more so than anything else, to be fair.
Yeah.
At least it was in my case.
We did.
Oh, it's kind of always luck. It was luck in my case too.
Yeah.
So,
does it make you feel better, RTT? Just get lucky, lol. Nothing you can do to force this. Just get lucky.
No, I don't. Look, listen. I have no sympathy for you, RDT. You are an attractive, young, successful man. Okay.
Thank you for that.
You can handle it, dude.
I mean, we don't know his life. He might be having chicks every weekend. We don't know. Like, just because he's not in a tied down relationship,
that would be the only thing. Is like you just have so many women, it's impossible to choose. Yeah. That's why you stay non committed.
Yeah. What's that called? Something of riches. I can't think of the word of the phrase.
I don't know.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of it either.
Like an embarrassment of riches?
Yeah,
is
that's
what
it.
Is?
Yeah.
And I just call it suffering from success.
Yeah, I'm praying on my downfall.
All right. I mean, let's open up the phone bank if anybody wants to ask anything this week. It seems like we're going to have a shorter podcast. There's not an awful lot that we needed to talk about, I suppose. Noss needs to go. ADT's on us also on a time limit. There's still another hour until he needs to go. But I mean, there's not. Episode 70s might be, you know, one of the short ones. We talked about it in the pre-show. So jump in the phone bank if anyone wants to ask any questions to any of us. I guess I could give a little update on what happened after my break from GTA and streaming and all that. Like I was pretty done with the whole GTA Plus expanded and enhanced thing, and I was done, and I just didn't stream for 2 weeks. I didn't make any videos, and it was a good time. I enjoyed having some downtime. It's very, like, even on your days off, you don't really have a day off where you switch off with stuff like this. So that I was actually allowed to do that. So that was nice. And then deciding that I'm just going to, like, play other stuff. I mean, I can't completely get rid of GTA because that's the bread and butter, but I can certainly reduce it. And I'm going to just play more things, like devote more time to other racing games and other games in general, and yeah, let's just.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen that you've been playing iRacing a bunch when I'm not available to watch it. I'm having to watch the YouTube content. I'm missing all the streams.
Yeah. Well, arguably the YouTube content is better. I mean, you don't get the instant chat. Yeah. To, I suppose, but you get the replay, you get to watch it in 4K, so you get a bit of...
I can't backseat, though, can I?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can't be in the chat saying, oh, you should do this, maybe, yeah. or you should do that.
Yeah. I mean, you're driving a TCR, I can't help you, so...
Yeah. Phil said that, actually, during one of the iRacing streams. You need Josh to coach you or something, and I said, I mean, he hates these cars, so yep. I don't think that that's an option.
Oh, yeah, I can't help you. You're having fun with them, though. It's going well, like, the stuff you've done.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's the episode that goes out today, actually, as we're recording this, that three races that were really good. It was like the whole story throughout the three races was great, and the final race was really, really good race. It was like good comeback and a good fight for victory, and it was one of the better iRacing rounds that I've done. A mistake.
52 minutes ago, right? Add to watch later. Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good one, that one. But yeah, then I've had some troubles trying to figure out how to be on the pace. But yeah, it's nice to feel a bit more free, I suppose, to experiment with things. And it's a little worrying as well, you know, because you know, if GTA, the less you do of GTA, the less money you make. That's how it is for me. So it's a little worrying. I know I'm going to take a bit of a hit, but hey, another girlfriend reveal. This,
yeah. This isn't a reveal.
This is a recurring guest at this point.
Josh got a pretty girlfriend. Did you see?
Yeah, I saw. I thought he was sitting in her lap. Yeah,
Someone else said that, I think, as well.
No, that was Mavis.
Hey, Mavis.
That was Mavis.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't look at the name of who said it.
Mavis is in the name.
Oh yeah, there we go. Now I see the name. Yeah, I just don't even look at usernames evidently at this point. Oh.
So is it time to open up the phone bank?
I think it's open, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, because
I have to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. Nosh, you need to leave for work soon, right?
It'd be all right.
And I was
yeah, it's fine.
And just to point out, Hammer's got nothing going on. He's already said this. That's why I haven't gone to him and asked him what he's got going on in his life. I think was it in the pre-show that we said this?
It's true. I said it in the podcast as well.
Oh, was the podcast also? Yeah. Okay. So
I got nothing going on. I'm a very. This is why I'm behind the scenes. I'm a very boring person. So. As we know from my previous stories that I've said on this podcast,
can you then at least bring Silly and Phoenix in to see what his question is all about?
I can bring Silly and Phoenix in. I think I can do that. Yeah. Nice. Okay, let me see if I can remember how to do it.
And Mavis has a question too, so she can ask after.
Mavis has a question? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess there's no point in having her. Sadie and Phoenix is in. Go on.
Oh, yes. Hey, welcome to the Choking Hazard Podcast. Who's your question for, and what is your question?
So my question is for everybody. It's kind of a broad kind of question, but so say you guys have like a bucket list, right? And what would be, for each person, what would be at the top of your bucket list or something that is near the top? If you can't think of something that's like absolutely at the top of it.
I think for myself, I would want to go on like a cross country, coast to coast motorcycle trip. Just ride a bike across the country.
You can go with me in what I'm about to say.
Yeah. What are you going to do? A road trip too?
Okay. I've thought about this a lot, actually. I want a 1999 Ford F-150. Okay. With a V8. And I want to pull my Miata on a trailer all the way cross country, stop everywhere, do things. And then once I get to California, I want to do a lap of Laguna Seca in my Miata. That's what I want to do.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. That's cool. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'd like to do. I just want me an old Ford truck, a car trailer, and I want to just drive. I just want to go and I want to go to Laguna Seca because it's my favorite racetrack.
All right.
Pretty good.
Josh, what's on yours?
I would probably like to. An obtainable one would be I want to, what's it called? It has a weird name. Like Boggle or something. I want to cycle from Land's End to John O'Groats, which is like the two extremes of the United Kingdom, or Great Britain, I guess. So Land's End is like the southern western point, and then John O'Groats is like the northeastern point in Scotland. And it's like a very, very common like walking and cycling route between them. And you can take like anywhere from like a week to like a month to do it.
I was going to ask how long it normally takes.
Yeah, it depends how much you want to stop and how much you want to kill yourself and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would do it slowly. I would take like a tent and just enjoy it and see all the little towns and countryside and stuff.
Yeah. Mine...
That's 3 out of 4 for travel.
Yeah. Mine would be to do a car race of some description. Like, even if it's just once, and even if it's just like the Mazda series that I went and looked at during the real life racing episodes, and just even if it's just one race, just participate in like a race weekend in a car of any description. I think that would be it. Apart from like, you know, going on like a European road trip to different racing circuits and stuff like that. But road trips are always like top of your bucket list. That would be. That's a very personal thing, I think.
What are you about, Salient? How about you? What's on your bucket list?
For me? To fulfill with what you guys are talking about, mine's kind of also a road trip in a way. It's kind of like a continual one, though, because I want to study photography, and I want to kind of like travel around and get lots of photos of places, and, you know, maybe have my own business and just kind of see what's what out in the world and just do a variety of things with like photography and all that.
That's very cool.
It's pretty, I don't know as exciting as certain things, but, you know, it's like when you think about it, it's like I just love to see the world, you know, I just want to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What about you, Hammer? What's your bucket list number one item?
I'm not sure. Probably visit Japan. I'm a big fan of Japan.
That's where we want to go for our honeymoon whenever we get the chance to actually do that.
Yeah, it's just it's an interesting place. Yeah. I think it's very, for some reason, whenever I see anything about Japan, it's always very aesthetically pleasing. Even just like the way the roads are laid out and everything's all just smooth and everything's in straight lines and just, yeah, it's very aesthetically pleasing to me. So I'd quite like to visit there.
I feel snowboard like Japan is actually my number two. I think go snowboarding there.
I feel like all of our bucket list items could be accomplished with like $5,000.
Yeah.
Like they don't seem that unobtainable.
Being, it's time. Being, yeah, you, like, easily pleased is fine.
Yeah,
it's like I've been considering after going like doing all the real life racing stuff and realizing how impossible it would be to pretty much do it regularly. I've been considering just like paying a team for one weekend of racing, even if it's like $3,000-$4,000 or whatever it is, as an experience, you know, one of those once in a lifetime things. So, you know, yeah, they're all relatively achievable with like, you know, get yourself a few grand and well, it's good our bucket lists are achievable to some extent.
Yeah.
Good question, City and Phoenix.
Achievable,
thank you.
But boring.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
Take care, guys.
Get out of here. Have a good one.
And good Mavis question. Wanted to ask a question, Anos.
Mavis, do you want to ask a question?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the Choking Hazard Podcast. Who's your question for, and what is your question?
The question is for everybody but you.
Okay.
What is your favorite mythical creature?
Mythical.
What counts as a mythical creature?
Dragons.
What counts as a mythical creature?
Something often told about in myths. Duh.
Well, I didn't ask that question. Don't
yeah, mythical creature is a creature that's mythical, bro. Come on.
Yeah, like unicorns, yeah. Dragons, something that like isn't believed to actually exist.
Hmm.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
It's I'm joking. I'm joking.
T-Rex isn't mythical, you berk.
That's not.
Now that one is debatable.
The world is only 6,000 years old.
Oh my god. Chat said God, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, good lord. The chat is going off in this one.
I'm going to say like a basilisk or a hydra, I mean. A hydra.
A hydra is what RDT said.
Multi-headed snake.
A multi-headed snake.
Hydra is.
I was just repeating what he said.
No. They're not everyone, you know, some people might not
understand.
Explain
everything to me.
Oh, jeez, okay. We're getting feisty in here. Josh, what's your favorite mythical creature?
Yeah, dragons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dragons, very easily.
Easy choice. Mm-hmm.
Josh, you and I are now best.
I mean, dragons are pretty cool.
Yeah, dragons are pretty dope.
Up until I met you, I would have said single women.
What kind of dragon? Wow.
I don't know how I feel.
Oh my god. Now what? Ask Mavis what kinds of dragons.
Not many of them interested in you.
But what now? I'm sorry. Oh, hey.
Me? Wait, what's yours, Nas?
What is mine? And what did I tell you last time? I don't want to say something different.
I think it was Minotaur.
I was going to say Minotaur. Minotaurs are pretty dope. But Hydras are doper.
You said that or somebody who reminded
me? I think after having looked at a list of mythical creatures, so I can have a full idea of like... So I don't,
stick with T-Rex.
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with T-Rex. No, I think my favorite would be Phoenix.
A Phoenix, yeah.
A phoenix.
Phoenixes are pretty cool, to be fair.
No firebird.
They're very inspirational.
The screaming chicken.
The screaming chicken.
Mine harkens back to my youth, and you guys will be too young to remember, but there used to be a toy called Monsters in My Pocket.
Monsters.
I feel like I've heard of that.
They were small rubber monsters and mythical creatures that you collected. And my favorite one from that was a chimera, which is like it's got the head of a lion and the head of a goat and its tail is a massive snake. So
goodness gracious.
It's a big mixture of things.
Yeah. Cool.
Question.
We've had some fun questions today. It's been some two good questions.
Yeah, thanks, honey. That was a good question.
Yeah, good answers, too. I
Except T-Rex.
Is that it on the questions?
That is it. There's nobody else. Yeah.
Goodness.
So I think. I mean, there's nothing really else going on. Gaming news. Yeah, no. I've not really got anything that I thought was interesting. Racing Corner, Formula One. It's like it's more of the same. Yeah, it's going well, and we're enjoying it. There's not more else needs to be said. And Speedrun Corner. Josh said in the pre-show that he forgot to look up anything anyway, and he's been too busy in hotel rooms. So.
I guess that's it.
So that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We did it. Yeah. Again, we did it.
We did it.
We're really good at this.
This probably has been one of the shortest episodes of the podcast, but short and sweet.
Yeah.
I love how Ramo said, when is RDT's girlfriend arriving, like she's mail order?
I have something for Speedrun Corner.
She's shipped FedEx, so we don't know.
Yeah, honestly. Said that she was be delivered to her.
Hammer said this in the pre-show that Dinmite, the ever-present mod in my streams and commenter like on Dinmite. YouTube videos, like is...
And person who raided this stream, too.
And person who raided this stream 1 hour ago, well, about an hour ago, is now in second place for all endings for Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe in the world, and third place in any percent for Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe.
Man, that's awesome. I still need to play that game. I still haven't played it.
Yeah, I don't even know what it was, but I have some playthroughs to watch.
Who's might those be?
Yeah, I think that was the pre-show, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about Stanley Parable, and I was like, yeah, I don't even know what that game's about. And you're like, I just posted some playthroughs in Choke Chat. And of course, they were your videos. Yeah. You know,
I'm not going to link anyone else's playthrough.
Trying to make a buck.
Congrats, Dinmite. Speedrun maestro of Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe. I want to see first place next month. Was there actually any Speedrun Corner news, by the way, Josh? I know I just kind of like glossed over it, but...
No, the games list for GDQ and ESA is out, so you can like sort of see if what games are happening at the marathons. There's some drama or whatever that's not interesting. Elden Ring, super popular, and that's about it. Not that much, really.
Yeah.
Right, well, that'll do us. Short and sweet. Yeah. Thank you guys for being here and continuing to listen and watch and be in the chat if you're here live. Thank you guys for gracing me with your presence. Me and Josh have been here all the time, but Noss and RDT, thanks for turning up for one. I appreciate it. It's been nice having us all together again.
Yes. It was very nice. I enjoy this.
Back together.
Yeah. Love talking to you guys.
All right.
Love our community.
I got to get going. It's pretty today. The high is going to be 70, so which is, I don't know, convert it to your local measurement.
70.
So the NA is coming out today. The little red Miata is coming out. We're gonna do that for work. So, all right, I'll see y'all later.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you all later. Bye.